Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Of course, you can listen online at knssradio.com and through the radio.com app. And you can listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Now, three big things.
Three.
Supreme Court gives President Trump partial victory on releasing tax returns. Some of the case going back to a lower court.
Two.
Sedgwick County mask mandate changed. Churches exempt from 45-person gathering limit.
One.
Kansas State Fair may be canceled this year. Vendors are bailing. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Some of those highways out there in the Wichita area still wet after some rain that we've had roll through the Wichita area in the early morning hours out there. Just a condition to watch for. The gasoline prices in the Wichita area midweek, they jumped up to $1.99 a gallon. That appears to still be a very common price out there, but I did find some lower ones. Lincoln and Hydraulic, $1.97 a gallon there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 60% chance for rain today and a high of 91 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 75. Saturday partly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain and a high tomorrow of 94 degrees. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect now for eastern Harford County and southwestern Sumner County. This goes till 7:30 this morning. Primary threat, 60-mile-per-hour wind and hail up to the size of a penny. Right now in Wichita, light rain, thundershowers in the area, still 73 degrees. And we have a gusty south wind gusting up to 46 miles per hour. Summer has started, and you know what that means? The sun will be out in full force. Whether it's for gardening or golfing, lake time or game time, Hatman Jack's will make sure you're protected from the sun's rays. Hatman Jack's open Monday through Saturday at 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano, or visit hatmanjacks.com. 648, Steve and Ted. A warning for cybersecurity special. Wait a minute. I beg your pardon. I'm talking about a barrage of news caused a mixed day on Wall Street Thursday.
A ruling by the Supreme Court granting a Manhattan DA access to President Trump's tax records, sparking a sell-off for the Dow Industrials, which fell more than 300 points on the news, and even further when Florida reported a new record in virus-related deaths. Walgreens' disappointing earnings also weighing on the index, with the stock down 8%. At the closing bell, the Dow was down 361 points, the S&P flat, and there's just no stopping that NASDAQ, which closed at another record high, its 26th so far this year. Meanwhile, 99,000 Americans have come off unemployment since last week, as furloughs are ending and people are returning to work. Data shows that so far, the rising number of new virus cases is not affecting the labor market. In New York, I'm Ellie Terrett, Fox News.
6:49 here on a Friday morning. Ted Woodward, he kind of started the day off a little early with some severe thunderstorms rolling through the area just about an hour ago. Thanks for getting out and doing some coverage for us there.
Sure.
You were on the east side of town. The rain wasn't too heavy right then, but I'm sure.
No, but as I started driving towards downtown, it got heavier.
Yeah. And there is some heavy rain going through the area, and mostly now moving to the west or to the southeast and east of Wichita. But, yeah.
No, most of it's off to the southwest, over in Harper and Sumner County.
Okay. Yeah, there's the...
The severe thunderstorm stuff is all off to our southwest.
Yeah. All right. It's 6:49 now, Steve and Ted. And Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, IRS allowing COVID-related distributions. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. You know, many Americans have been financially crippled by this epidemic. Unfortunately, the IRS has loosened up some restrictions to make it easier for those directly affected by COVID-19 qualified individuals to take money out of retirement accounts. Now, they call them the COVID-related distributions, or CRDs. Under IRS guidelines, individual retirement arrangements and employer retirement plans have policies that encourage workers to contribute and to grow their retirement nest egg. The encouragement comes through tax-free or tax-deferred growth. That's why we put it away. Well, there are also restrictions to discourage workers from taking money out of their accounts before they reach a reasonable age for retirement. Generally, an employer-sponsored plan like a 401k or 403b allows for distributions after a worker reaches age 59 and a half. Actually, some of them allow for in-service distributions at 55. CRDs allow you to the employer to waive that triggering event, allowing those much younger to take money out. And the IRS may waive the 10% penalty for withdrawing before age 59 and a half this year. Monies distributed from tax-deferred accounts require income tax be paid on the amount the year it's received. The new CRD rules allow the investor to take monies out and spread the tax liability over a three-year period. If one elects to defer taxes on a CRD for 3 years, they'll need to claim an exception to either the three-year tax stretch or only the 10% early withdrawal penalty. They will need to file that with their 2020 Form 1040. Now, a qualified person has been expanded to include an individual and her spouse or dependents who have been diagnosed with COVID-19, and an individual may take a CRD. And of course, if you have any questions, you really should talk to your tax specialist about this to make sure you're not doing anything incorrect. Or you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
So CRD stands for what now? COVID-related?
COVID-related distribution.
Oh, okay.
Now, you have to be directly affected by COVID. In other words, you have to have it, or I believe there has to be somebody in your direct family that has it that's going to warrant you taking stuff out early.
Got my monthly State Farm bill. I've got to several types of insurance with State Farm, and they're giving me a little break on the premium there because of the COVID thing. They realize that people haven't been driving as much and so forth, so I get a little break there. Not much, but every little bit helps, right?
Yeah, I got the same thing from USAA.
Well,
Yeah. I think a lot of insurance companies are doing it. So,
are you dry? Or the rain coming through here this morning? You okay?
Well, you know, it's pretty much just the sidewalks are wet, and I see a little buildup in sort of gutters outside, but it didn't really pour. You know.
Okay. Hey, but just back to what you were talking about, of course, retirement is something that we all think about at some point. But you're talking about the mandatory on an IRA or a 401k at 72, right? You have to start taking it by then.
Yes, it just changed to 72 through the Secure Act that was passed at the end of last year.
It was 70 and a half, so that means that I can keep working a couple of more years here. You know, Ted's not being very patient. He wants this chair very badly. And right, Ted?
Right. That's because you have a comfy chair.
That's it. You got another 10 years, Steve. Another 10 years.
Really? Well, thank you. Today is National Pina Colada Day. I know you'll be celebrating that, Don, won't you?
Oh, already did. That's what's in the blender this morning.
Cream of coconut, pineapple juice, and usually served blended or shaken with ice. The first written reference to a pina colada was in 1922. However, two different claims to the invention of the pina colada in 1952 came from San Juan. Neither wavers from their story, so there are a couple of people claiming the pina colada. So are you a big fan? I'm not a huge fan of pina colada, but, you know, if they got a drink.
I don't know. Went on vacation, and the first drink at the resort might be a pina colada, but I can't do many more than that. They're just too sweet, you know?
Oh, okay.
I like those and walks in the rain.
All right. I hear a song coming on here. I think Ted's going to sing for us this morning. What is a pina colada? If you like pina colada and the song goes around and they find out they know each other and stuff because they took. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
You're familiar with it?
Okay.
A little bit, but I'm not that, you know, when alcoholic beverages,
I don't know much about them at all. I leave that up.
Yeah,
to
right.
I
leave that to yeah, you. Yeah, I believe that.
Don the money tracker. All right, thank you.
Ask that Monarch crowd about that. I'm sure you don't.
Yeah. National Pina Colada Day. Thank you, gentlemen. 6:55 coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. All the news with Steve and Ted. Going to talk about those the latest on some changes for the Sedgwick County mask mandate. On the way, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.